Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. This week, I sat down with one of Kansas representatives, Lisa Mosier, with District 106.
My name is Lisa Mosier. I am beginning my third term or my fifth year in the House of Representatives at the Kansas Capitol. I represent District 106, which includes the counties of Marshall, Washington, Republic, and Jewell. So if you're familiar at all with Highway 36, which most of you are, I run from Marysville to Mankato. My husband and I ranch down in the southeast corner of Marshall County.
She's been in office for 5 years now.
Yes, this is the beginning of my fifth year. The representatives have two-year terms and the senators have four-year terms. And so basically every other year I'm up for re-election, and I was elected last fall. So I will serve 25 and 26 is my third term.
Representative Lisa Mosier has been assigned to 3 to 4 committees.
The committees that I serve on, each representative, there are 125 of us that represent all 105 counties in the state, and we're each assigned to 3 or 4 committees. This is my fifth year serving on the Agriculture and Natural Resources Committee. That committee meets at 3:30 in the afternoon, and when I sit down in that chair, that's where I'm most comfortable with my ag background. New this year, I was asked to serve as chair of the Agriculture and Natural Resources Budget Committee, which is one of 6 budget committees that address all 98 agencies across the state that come to the legislature to ask for funding every year. And so the Ag Budget Committee heard 12 agency budgets. And the members of the committee, which I had an outstanding committee, evaluated those requests and passed those out to the appropriations. And because I am the ag budget chair, I also got placed on appropriations, which is the big state budget committee, where all 98 of those agencies are reported out. The other budget committees are higher education, which is the technical colleges, 2-year colleges, 4-year colleges, general government budget. There's 26 different agencies that report to general government, transportation and public safety. As you can imagine, that's all the highways and public safety issue agencies, ag and natural resources, which is the committee I chair, the kindergarten through 12th grade education budget, which is almost half of the state budget dollars. And then finally, the Social Services Budget Committee, which is, you know, your intellectual and developmentally disabled budgets, the hospital budgets, anything that has to do with social concerns comes through that. So all of those chairs come to appropriations and present their budgets, and then appropriations, the whole committee, which I am a member of, and all of those other budget chairs are as well, get together and finalize the state budget, which for fiscal year 2026, it ended up being $25.47 billion for the state budget. And we passed that out of the House this week, and so now the Senate will take on that challenge and evaluate it, and we'll see where we land.
It was turnaround week here recently in Topeka.
This week was turnaround week, and we passed out over 87 different pieces of legislation in the House. A lot of them were this week, and of those, and this is a rough count, but of those 87, there were 36 that were unanimously decided, which means the whole entire House body supported 36 of those bills. So there's a lot of bipartisan agreement with several bills that come across the House floor.
She did introduce one new piece of legislation this year.
I did introduce one piece of legislation this year, House Bill 2103, which would be excused school absences for students attending 4-H or other ag science related activities. The education chair did hear the bill, but we're going to hold it over for the 2026 session so we can refine it a little bit and hopefully get it across the finish line next year.
Representative Lisa Mosier loves representing District 106.
I love the people in my four counties. They are so open and so welcoming, and they're not afraid to come forward with concerns that they have. Constituent services is a huge part of what I do, and if I can help, you know, any of the people in District 106 with issues that they might be having, whether it's, you know, getting a passport or having trouble, you know, getting a driver's license or any one of myriad of issues that I've been able to help with, it's just a matter of me being a conduit between this constituent concern and finding the right party that can help them get their situation solved. So I enjoy being that go-between person to help people in our district. I love rural life, and I just think that my four counties are the best counties in Kansas.
I would like to thank Representative Lisa Mosier for being my guest on this weekend's Public Affairs. If you would like to listen again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.